This is Frankly Speaking on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio with Deacon Frank DeFrank, a deacon of the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Advent, the season of wonderment and renewed hope. God coming to live among us, and a beautiful lady whose yes made it all possible. As we engage this season of preparation, our challenge may very well consist in finding some practical, lasting takeaway from this preparation. What can we do? How might we do it? With so much to think about, the best strategy with which to begin may very well be to be silent, listen, and then dialogue with Jesus, who will respond. Silence is the language of God, and it is only in silence that we can hear the Holy Spirit nudging us to take the next step in bringing out the divine in how we think, in what comes out of our mouth, and in how we act. Perhaps we can set the stage for that divine encounter by setting aside a specific convenient time and quiet place. Some room in our house works just fine. You will know when to listen, when to speak, and what to say. One scenario might go something like this. Lord, as I sit here in my favorite chair, I sense your presence in the silence of my throbbing heart. Thanks for being here with me. I need to ask you a couple of questions which I've thought about for a long time. Jesus, what does it mean to live my ordinary life in an extraordinary way? I know saints lived extraordinary lives, but I'm not in their league. Also, what does it mean to pray unceasingly? Lord, that seems impossible, but I believe you. Guide me in showing how I can answer these questions in a way that can make my Christmas the beginning of a more beautiful friendship with you as I go forward in my life. I'm listening. My child, think small. Your answers are found in the everyday circumstances in your life, in every setback you encounter, in every success you attain, in every ache and pain you endure, in every joyful experience you have, in every smile and laughing encounter you have with others. Ordinary events, given to me as your way of maintaining our relationship on an ongoing basis. Prayer. You will see that all your everyday normal actions, when lifted up to me, will transform your ordinary actions into extraordinary ones, and in the process, you will find yourself in continuing conversation with me. When you add your formal prayer and sacramental life to this lived prayer, you have the whole spiritual package. Finally, I know that your commitment to grow in our relationship requires the continuing nurturing of your mind and strengthening of your will. You need to make quality time every day to read subsection of my Gospels slowly and reflectively, especially at this time the Gospel narratives of my birth as described by Matthew and Luke. There you will see real example of what Christmas is all about and what it means to be like me in your life, a life lived in selfless love, in humble obedience to God's will, patient endurance through thick and thin, absolute trust in a God who acts. Perhaps today's message can be captured in a verse from Psalm 37. Be still before the Lord and wait in patience. He will act. My brothers and sisters, praised be Jesus Christ, now and forever.